Good morning. A cold front is sliding from north to south through the region, ushering in drier and much more refreshing air. A couple of scattered showers are showing up along the front, so we can expect that for the morning hours. However, the big story will be the change in air mass behind the front. And as the clouds slowly dissipate from north to south during the day today, temperatures will tend to drop off a few degrees. Then as the sun comes back, we'll see readings climb into the middle and upper 70s, with some spots touching even into the lower 80s, especially in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. The wind will be gusty behind the front as dew points drop dramatically, ushering out the humidity. And at times that wind can gust over 20 or even 30 miles per hour out of the north-northeast. Overnight tonight, the winds will die out some and skies will be crystal clear. With comfortable humidity, many locations will go back into the upper 40s and lower 50s, with some of the higher terrain even in the lower 40s by tomorrow morning. This will set us up for a beautiful day on Thursday with high pressure in control. We'll enjoy full sunshine and comfortably warm temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80. In fact, the humidity will stay low on Friday. Some clouds will mix in, though plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. The humidity will build back in for the weekend, and with a disturbance heading our way, we run the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, holding in the lower to mid 80s, and middle to upper 80s, but still the risk of a thunderstorm on Sunday. Additional disturbances will swing through early next week as the humidity increases. With middle to upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday, we'll see the chance for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a part of the northern and central plains, the mid-Missouri Valley, and across southern Georgia, eastern South Carolina, and southeast North Carolina. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the main threats with these storms. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in effect for portions of the southern plains and to parts of the southeast and Mississippi Valley, where the heat index will be between 105 and 110 degrees. And Typhoon Nanka is bearing down on Japan with winds just under 100 miles per hour. Some strengthening is expected to occur in the next 24 hours with the typhoon before it makes landfall along the southern coast of Japan. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Hutchinson, Kansas at 7:52 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. The last report of hail was at Beaver Creek Airport in Canada at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 57 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 72 degrees, the dew point 67, 84% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.61 inches, and it is currently falling. The last 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the lower 80s. Boston partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 65. The average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 1.54 inches, which is 0.3 inches below average. And 16.96 inches for the year, which is 3.45 inches of precipitation below average. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 94, which is 1 below average. And 328 for the season, which is 85 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high 96 set in 1997, and the record low 44 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy with lower humidity today, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s, becoming clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the middle to upper 70s, clear and cool tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some clouds with a shower possible this morning, then increasing sunshine through the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Any clouds and scattered showers will give way to increasing sunshine and breezy conditions today with the humidity dropping through the afternoon and highs close to 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows back into the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, low humidity near 80, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Friday. More humidity over the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms possible both days, middle 80s, and middle to upper 80s with the chance of scattered showers and storms on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.